Okay, let's have the opening of this conversation with Alan Craig from Christian Concerns campaign Because Children Matter. Alan, what do you think of this? Is 11 too young?
Yes, it's far too young. In principle, I think it's a good idea that school children should be taught, given a rape class, especially girls, should be taught about it, but also boys as well. And I think the education secretary has aimed it particularly at girls, but actually boys need to be taught to about and the need for restraint and so on. But the age 11 is just ludicrous. I've got daughters aged 12 and 14, and the last thing I want to do is teach them about the horrors of rape. And the last thing they need to know about is the horrors of rape. It's my job as their parents to protect them and look after them at that sort of age so that they can get on with their normal schooling and enjoy being children.
But your campaign group is called Because Children Matter. Isn't this all about children matter.
Absolutely.
So why not tell them more? Why not give them more chances to protect themselves?
Well, because I'm talking about age, aren't I?
I'm talking about
age 11 is far too short. I mean, terrorism is a fact of life. Should we talk to them about terrorism?
Well, why not?
I live very near to Westfield in Stratford, which is one of the targets. ISIS has named one of the targets. Mm. Do I have to teach my children about the horrors of what might happen, or is it my job to protect them from going to there if I feel it's inappropriate, or if they do go there, to go there with appropriate adults?
But isn't it practical? Isn't it reality? I mean, don't kids know more than we think they know sometimes?
Yes, they do. Of course they do. I mean, I see what my kids learn in the playground. My daughters learn in the playground. Of course I do. But it's a matter of age, isn't it? It's a matter of degree. I mean, taking your argument, would you teach them age 6 about rape? I mean, somewhere you've got to draw the line. Where is the appropriate age at which to draw the line? I personally think the appropriate age is probably around 14 or 15. I have a 14-year-old daughter. Probably now is the age when she's wanting more independence and I'm giving her more independence. Probably now is the sort of time when I'd need to talk to her. But you don't need to distress or disturb girls, or indeed give them at age 11 or younger, or any of that sort of age, give them the idea that boys necessarily are what rape would tell them they might be like. I'd like my girls to respect boys and to give to them respect. I think it's a bit like another example would be increasingly we find there are underage children driving cars. Before they're age 17, do you think we should teach them lessons about how to drive properly on the basis that they might actually climb in a car with mates and drive it? Well, it's just silly. It's silly, really, isn't it?
You think it's silly, Alan, but the sad fact is that children do get abused before the age of 11, and they're sometimes, they consent to things that they don't know what they're doing. And there is an acronym, PANTS, I don't know whether you've heard about this, at a younger age, where we let children know what is private and what is personal. So why, I mean, surely there's a way of doing this where we're not, today, children, we're talking about rape. Nobody's saying do it in that way. Surely there's a way of doing this in a sensitive manner, just to give them more armour, if you like, to help themselves.
This is a classic politician's panic move after the gang rapes that we've seen, the horrendous grooming and gang rapes that we've seen. And there's a general election coming up, so the government think they need to be seen to do something. So they then had this one-size-fits-all draconian measure that children age 11 should be taught about rape. Put it in that context, it's completely inappropriate at that sort of age, in my view. You ask me my views, mm-hmm. and as a father of daughters age 12 and 14, I'm telling you, my experience is I take a responsible view about my children. I want them to be aware of all the dangers of modern life, including terrorism and driving cars, let alone rape and so on. I want them to be aware of it. But age 11, all you're going to end up doing, in many cases, is making children unnecessarily aware of it, and indeed for some of them, giving them nightmares and being very afraid of boys and so on. Mm. And I think, therefore, let's be sensible about this. Something needs to be done. Of course it does, and we all live in modern Britain. But age 11 is far too young. So let's talk about age 14 or 15. This is just a government overreaction, classic government overreaction.
You say it's a government reaction to one particular instance, a gang rape, but I just have lost count of the amount of stories. I actually call sometimes the news the evil that men do, and it's just so many evil sexual stories, one after another, you know, and we all know what they are, that have gone back decades from, you know, the what's happened in the church to what's happened in Westminster, what's happened in show business, you know, the Jimmy Savile, the Rolf Harris's. These stories, they're just the sheer weight of the now.
Sure,
should
sure,
we need
sure,
to act?
Alfie, of course you're right. I watch the same news as you do, and I'm utterly I grieve horrendously at what I see going, especially girls. I watched that programme on BBC the other day about that Indian girl. Actually, she was age 23. I mean, it's just horrendous what happened to her. And it's just as bad what happens in this country. But nonetheless, I'm a responsible parent, and I'm trying to bring up my daughters both to respect boys and also to get on with their life and their education in this very difficult circumstance of modern age. And I'm saying, in my experience and what I see, it would be completely inappropriate for my daughter's age 11 to have to go through the classes about rape. They don't need to. I will look after them. I will protect them. And most responsible parents would do exactly that. However, as they begin to gain more independence, as they begin to move into the teenage years, yes, of course, they've got to be made aware of these things. So my argument would be, let's start at age 14, not age 11. It's completely inappropriate.
We'll throw that out there. Thanks for joining us this morning, Alan Craig from Christian Concerns Campaign, Because Children Matter.